This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 23rd. God's word for you today is Creator, Sustainer, Redeemer. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, and it says, He made you go hungry, and then gave you manna to eat, food that you and your ancestors had never eaten before. He did this to teach you that you must not depend on bread alone to sustain you, but on everything that the Lord says. The fourth example of God leveraging and using innovative energy to transform impossible situations into a testimony for his people is Exodus chapter 17, verse 2 to 6. Please read. Here, God's people did not have water. They were in the wilderness, thirsty, and there was no water. Guess what God did? The solution was water from a rock. God will use things that are stingy to supply your needs. As far as water is concerned, the rock is very stingy. The rock does not even have water, but God will use ravens that are stingy birds to feed you fat in the time of famine, in the name of Jesus. Do you receive that? So, do not spend time looking at the rock and thinking that nothing can come out of it. Do not worry. Water will gush out. The fifth example is Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 to 25. Please read. The problem here was not that there was no water. The problem was that the water was bitter, Mara, and it looked impossible. The solution God provided was to use a stick. Moses threw a stick into the water, and the water was sweetened. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for everyone that is experiencing bitterness, God will show you that stick that you will put in that water, and it will be sweetened in the name of Jesus. And for everyone whose water has been turned into bitterness, in the name of Jesus, today God will turn it into sweetness. This is an invitation for you. If you're far from God or not a child of God, your life may be bitter, but as you come to God today, He will make it sweet. The sixth example is Exodus chapter 1 to 40. Please read. This one is the entire book of Exodus. Please read it. The problem was that there was no shopping mall in the wilderness. God's people could not change their clothes. There were no textile industries there. They could not buy new clothes and new shoes. What did God do? God made sure that the clothes they had on did not wear out. The clothes and the shoes they wore did not tear for 40 years. The bonus point here is hidden, not apparent. A 12-year-old does not have the same body for 40 years. This means as they were growing, their clothes and shoes were also growing. As the boys became men, growing muscles and limbs, their shirts were expanding. What is that thing before you? God maintained the freshness and fit of their clothes for 40 years. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4 says, For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. Why? It is because you thought you were walking, but God was the one carrying and sustaining you. Let us pray. Father, I depend on you. I depend on every word that you speak. You are my sustainer. You are my keeper, my Lord. I am your well-tended sheep. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.